I'll have that if you don't like it, Mouse.
She looked up to see a very fat robin watching her. It nodded at the scone.
You don't have to eat that if it makes you cry. Give it to me. You'll feel happier. I know you will.
Bryony tried wiping her eyes on her sleeve, but the tears kept rolling down unchecked. She broke off a piece of the scone and tossed it to the robin.
Here. Now go away. And leave me.
The robin pecked at the scone critically, bobbing its head.
Very tasty. Very nice. Gonna give yourself hiccups now, haven't you? Should never whinge while eating. Bad for you.
Bryony turned her head away, still trying to stem the tears.
I'm not whinging. Just leave me alone, please.
She broke off another piece of scone and gave it to the nosy bird. Huffily, he seized it and fluttered off slowly.
Chip, not very good company, are you, Mouse?
Bryony got her hiccups under control and shouted after the bird.
You didn't see a ferret pass this way by any chance?
The robin flew swiftly back, eating his piece of scone before he ventured a reply.
Might have. Give me the rest of that cake and I'll tell you. Cake's no good to you. Only makes you cry.
Bryony passed over the remainder of the scone. The robin began pecking it thoughtfully, head to one side.
Got any more of these in that bag?
The mouse maid sniffled away the last of her tears angrily.
No, I have not. Now will you please tell me if you saw the ferret pass this way?
The robin nodded.
Yes, ferret passed this way last evening.
Well, which way did he go, please?
One wing shot out, pointing west and slightly south, the exact direction in which Bryony was travelling.
That way. Bye-bye, cry mouse.
He flew off fast with Bryony shouting after him.
And goodbye to you, greedy beak.
Suddenly, the mouse maid felt drained and tired, exhausted by the long walk and her emotions. Curling up, she fell asleep in the twinkling of an eye. A breeze, or an insect, or something, tickling her whiskers, brought Bryony back to wakefulness. Slowly she opened one eye. Immediately she closed it, fear making her lie very still. There in front of her eye, she had seen a huge, flat paw with big, blunt claws.
Wakey up, missy. It be only I.
Pushing the footpaw away from within a hair's breadth of her face, she sat bolt upright, crying.
Target, what are you doing here?
The mole wrinkled his buttoned nose and shrugged.
Watching he sleeping, yer. You're an awful snorer, Bryony.
Bryony stood up, brushing herself off indignantly.
I do not snore.
Toggart put down his haversack, chuckling.
That's because he never'd been awake to hear yourself. How you knowin' if you'm snore if he be asleepin'?
The mouse maid stamped her footpaw.
Never mind whether I snore or not. I asked you what, pray, are you doing out here? Why did you leave the abbey?
Toggart took her paw.
You my good friend, missy. Toggart wouldn't leave you to go off a-searching for him Master Vale all alone, burr no.
Bryony seized Toggart and hugged him.
You're a true friend, Toggart. A good, loyal companion. Thank you.
Toggart covered his face with his great digging paws, as moles will do when embarrassed by anything.
I'll go straightways back to he habby if you'm going to be squeezing the nuggin, oi.
Bryony understood, and without another word, the two friends set off together, travelling southwest.